U.S. housing starts rose in January up to the highest level since October of 2016. The number of homes under construction is now the highest it's been in more than a decade, a good sign that the housing market is strong. At the same time, mortgage rates are also up and they could rise even higher. Joining us now is Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. He's with us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what is helping to keep this momentum in the housing market?
Well, in many ways, it just reflects this continued strength in the economy. We have very low unemployment. Interest rates are getting higher, but still relatively low. And one big thing that a lot of people are looking at when it comes to housing is millennials. Such a big generation that had the misfortune of sort of coming of age in the middle of the financial crisis. So the thinking is that postponed home purchases by millennials for a little bit, because if you're just graduating from college into a recession, as terrible as that one was, it's sort of delays how long it takes for you to be able to have the financial ability to buy a home. And one of the really interesting aspects of today's report is that multifamily home starts, so in other words, condominiums and apartments, jumped by 24%. So I suspect that has something to do with millennials getting back into the market too.
But if they're getting into the market now, they're looking at interest rates that are higher than they have been. They're still historically low, but higher than they have been. They're creeping up. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate rose to an average of 4.38% this week. Is it likely that mortgage rates will continue to go up?
I would imagine it's a very real possibility. The interest rate that basically affects mortgages and every interest rate out there is the yield on Treasury bonds. And with the government enacting these massive tax cuts and a federal budget that is going to also exacerbate the deficit, that means the government's going to have to sell more treasuries, and that tends to cause treasury rates to rise, which then trickles down into all interest rates. So I suspect that it's possible that mortgage rates will continue to go higher.
And that could have a negative effect on the housing market?
You know, it certainly would be a headwind to the housing market. I think what everyone on Wall Street right now is trying to wrap their head around is whether the stimulative effects of the tax cuts will be greater than sort of the headwinds that will come from higher interest rates.
One more thing, Mike. Today, the Department of Commerce recommended tariffs on steel and aluminum. What's the effect of that?
Well, you know, obviously the thinking is that this will help domestic producers, and we certainly saw that in the stock market, at least in the initial moments after the news came out. Share prices of companies like U.S. Steel and Alcoa jumped pretty good. But it does certainly bring up the risk of a potential trade war. And this is something that the Group of 20 economies, you know, our big trade partners like China, Japan, India, Germany, and Canada have really warned America not to do this because it could very well start a trade war.
Meanwhile, we're watching the stock market, Mike, and it looks like this week will be a lot better than last week.
Better than last week, for sure. We're still rebounding from those massive losses, though this news of the indictments from Robert Mueller of the hackers certainly right. took a lot of the gains off the market today.
13 Russians indicted there for U.S. election meddling. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.